Are we alone? Is there intelligent life out there?
Well, I don't believe in this booth, but...
Mark, haven't you ever wondered, though, if it's possible there could be beings out there from another planet who have visited us? Okay, well, it's not as crazy as you might think. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins takes us to the 24th Annual UFO Congress to talk with some true believers.
Travis Walton has been telling his story for almost 40 years now.
November 5th, 1975, I was in the woods with six other men, and we were heading home from a long, hard day's work, and we spotted an object hovering near the road. I got out and went up to get a closer look, and it was hit by a blast of energy from the craft that scared my coworkers off. When they came back, I had been taken.
And he means taken away by aliens in a spaceship. Walton wrote a book about his experience that was adapted into a movie called Fire in the Sky. The movie largely dramatized Walton's abduction. He says equally, if not more traumatizing, was the reception his story first got in his hometown of Snowflake, Arizona.
Now, in the movie, it might give the impression that the entire town was against us when we came back and told them what happened, but it was actually worse than that. It was like half the town believed and half didn't. And it went right down the middle of a lot of relationships, you know?
Walton is telling his story this weekend at the 24th Annual UFO Congress in Phoenix. It's a yearly gathering of people that have reported a UFO encounter and those that study them.
I think there is a kind of people want to connect with somebody who shares an experience that otherwise makes us feel set apart and kind of, you know, it's to walk around and know something is real. It does give you a very different perspective.
The conference is not all X-Files posters, conspiracy theorists, and T-shirts with little green men. Veronica Virtus has come to the UFO Congress for 5 years. She says you'd be surprised at the kind of people you run into here.
The military, from the citizen technology sector, advanced technologies, really cutting edge authors and researchers, and just the wonderful community.
She says while attitudes are changing, more people need to accept the possibility of life on another planet.
It bodes well for humanity that there are beings out there that have high technologies that are beneficial and friendly to mankind. I know it sounds fantastic, but miracles do happen, don't they?
Travis Walton says while it hurts him that so many have questioned his abduction story for so long, he understands why the government isn't keen about corroborating his account.
You know, they may have a point in maintaining secrecy. I think that the wider public many people wouldn't go to work the next day. You know, it's that kind of a thing. It would have be extremely disrupting at this point. But eventually, I think people will be ready where it's not going to have that kind of impact.
In the meantime, he says he takes solace in sharing his story and in the thought that it's not so weird to believe in UFOs anymore.
The weird person is the person who thinks we are alone.
Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.